For you, man. It's never the answer.
But if you love a girl and she breaks your heart,
no, man,
there's
she's
nothing
married.
Wrong with tying one on.
Jim's girlfriend was married.
Just once. If Jim's heart is truly broken.
And how can your heart be broken?
I think he's allowed to go out and get wasted once.
How can he truly fall in love with someone who's married? That's just idiotic.
Try writing it down again. James.
Yeah, you're fired.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't know much. I just heard you talking to Jim out there, and I just want to let you know that I know him. He's the singer of the band that I'm in.
You're in Igneous, too?
Yeah.
Hold on. There's two guys named Jim in the band Igneous?
Huh? No, my name's James.
Oh, okay. Totally different than Jim. Okay, what do you play, James?
I play guitar.
And what does Jim do? Sing?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to rule the world someday?
That'd be nice.
Maybe you guys could do some gigs in South Carolina. It's only like 13 hours away.
Yeah.
Bah!
Is he really dating a married woman, or is
he
making
that
up? Yeah,
he sure is. That's true.
And is she really moving with her husband?
Yep, that's true, too.
Now, is her husband wise to Jim?
Do what?
Does her husband know that he's being cuckolded?
I don't know. I don't know.
Does he know her husband? Like, are they old friends?
He know. Well, no, they're not friends. That's for sure, but he knows him.
Are you guys a metal band?
Kind of like... a little bit. We play some Metallica, and we play Green Day and Offspring and, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, you guys will be big with those kind of covers.
Yeah, we play a lot of them. We got a lot of originals, too.
Doing Slayer?
Oh, no. No, it's mostly just, like, punk or alternative. But some metal.
Rock on, man.
White Zombie.
Well, ooh. Good luck with the band, and you might want to consider that new surf sound that's sweeping the nation.
Yeah, get a female bass player and...
Hey, we had one.
Yeah, we'll get her back. Get a female bass player and, start doing surf tunes and, like, Dick Dale and, like, big band songs.
Right on.
All right.
All right.
What? You got something? Jim had something else.
749-1444 is the number. We're still taking calls here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What are you doing, dude? You're just over at doodling. Your mind's not into this.
My
man.
Mind is totally into this, Rob.
WAIF Cincinnati. You're over there doodling.
You're the one that's got that think balloon above your head with a cheeseburger in it.
Dude, 2 hours. No. Whoa! Only 1 hour
we're
and 57
making some
minutes.
Time. Yeah, we're making some
we're
time.
We're cutting right through this like a hot knife.
We'll be here
butter.
Till 5. In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, your radio pals.
Mandy, you came and you gave without taking.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going tonight?
Fine. Listen, I want to tell Jim something.
Jim who? Jim the lovely Jim who answers phones?
No, the
or
one
Jim, the guy that's screwing somebody else's old lady?
Yeah, her. I mean him. The one that's doing it to the married lady.
All right, sound off in a deep, loud voice like you got a pair, Mandy, and let it rip.
Okay, I want Jim to know that I'll be his new girlfriend. He needs to leave that married woman alone.
Why in the world would you want to go out with a two-timing dog like Jim?
Because he's lonely and he needs some help.
So what are you saying? You're lonely and desperate and you figure Jim's lonely and desperate too, so you guys would be a perfect couple?
No, I'm not lonely and desperate. I just have a shitty boyfriend. I want a new one.
Well, you know, seems like we do this every week anymore, Chris.
What? Are you mad at me?
Mandy, no, Mandy, do you want Jim to be your muffin man?
All right, leave your number with Jim off the air, then the other Jim will call you.
Okay.
All righty.
Jim's going to be her muffin man.
Muffin man.
Yeah, you
want to
do that again?
Yeah, buddy.
One more time.
Stuffing muffin.
Jim's going to be her muffin man.
I've never heard the word muffin pronounced quite that way. Muffin?
Just Jim.
Anyway, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Answering your questions about love, life, relationships, and what to do with those leftover household products.
We should have come up with more ideas.
Yeah, we sure should have. You know, sometimes preparation is the key to a good radio show, and sometimes it's not. But tonight was one of those nights when we're just floundering and we don't really care. Whoa!
Who's that?
Okay, what do we got here? Howard. Hello, Howard. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Chris and, was it Jim or Rob? Or?
Rob. Chris,
hey, Chris
and Rob.
And Rob, you guys want to buy a train?
A train? I don't have a need for a train right now.
I got a real big one sitting out in my backyard right now.
A train?
Yeah, a big old train. It's sitting back there. I've had it back. My grandfather gave it to me, you know.
How many cars does it have?
Oh, that sucker will pull 50 or 60 of them if you got them.
So you got the engine.
The locomotive.
Yeah, the big old locomotive steam unit.
This is like Tradio. What would you trade it for?
Well, let's see here. You guys got any CDs down there?
CDs. Not any CDs that we're going to trade.
You just spin hot wax in, eh?
Right, lots of hot wax.
Well, I'll tell you what then. You got any dogs?
Dogs. Other than the fellow that answers the phone, we don't have any dogs around here.
Oh, jeez.
We could go steal a dog.
I wonder what that loser that just called in, that gym fella.
Yeah?
You think he needs a train?
That guy's a loser, man.
What are you trying to unload your train for?
Why am I trying to unload my train?
Yeah.
Well, my neighbors have been complaining about it lately.
What, about the noise?
No, I don't fire that thing up no more.
Well, then what's to complain about?
He eased up on me a couple years ago on New Year's.
Well, I hate it when it happens. Well, you're just driving your train down the street and it's seized?
No, they're saying that the rust is killing their yard.
I can see that. Well, maybe you should get rid of that train then.
Well, that's what I was talking to y'all about. I want to see if y'all might be interested in buying it.
Hey, Howard.
Yo.
I got an idea for you.
Okay.
Find that guy in Forest Park near Winton Road who's got the caboose in his backyard and see if he wants an engine.
Well, I was talking to one fella. That guy got a restaurant somewhere in Cincinnati over there that... they got a caboose for a restaurant down there. I'd ask him if he wanted the train to go along.
Oh, that's down there on the west side, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's down there by Liberty Avenue?
Norwood or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, one of those places. Liberty, Norwood.
What's going on with this fella here that called in? He said he's crying because his girlfriend left him.
I tell you what, man. Things are tough all over, man. You know, you got to look for love wherever you can find it. So sometimes you look in wrong places, like you look where it's already been taken, you know, and it's not a good situation, but you got to do what you got to do to get by it. It's a crazy, wacky old thing we call life.
The last thing I'm going to do is call y'all and cry on y'all's shoulder.
Well, you know...
That's what we're here for.
Usually, Chris and Rob have a few fillies in the stable that we can rent out, but, you know...
Yeah.
Not to scum like him.
Yeah,
hey,
no.
If you guys know anyone who wants to buy a train, let me know.
All right,
a big old sucker.
Well, we'll take you off the air. We'll let you tell the lovely Jim, who's answering phones tonight, your phone number and your address for the mailing list.
Right on.
And if somebody wants to buy a train or trade something for it that you might want to use.
I'll take a couple CDs. I'm looking for some old Nirvana CDs or some Sonic Youth or something like that. I don't care.
Okay. Nirvana and Sonic Youth CDs for a train.
Yeah, it's a big unit, too. You got to have a... Big old,
They got to move it themselves, right?
Oh, yeah, that's part of the deal.
Can you drive it down the street?
No, sucker seized up on me a couple years ago on New Year's.
Well, I could fix it.
For a party there. And,
okay, great. We've been down this dusty road before. We'll take you off the air now, and you give your phone number and all that crap to Jim.
Put him on the mailing list.
Yeah, 749-1444 is his phone number here at the Chris Rabble Late Night Talk Show. You know, one of my favorite things in radio is Tradio. Where people call up and start swapping stuff back and forth.
Yeah, if anybody wants to call in tonight and try to trade something, we're up for that. That's fine with us.
You know, like, I lived in Kansas for a while. And that's why I'm so colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I lived in Kansas. And out in Kansas, they would get some really complex deals going on out there. They lived for Tradio. I mean, it wasn't just a one-hour deal. They had stations that did nothing but Tradio. Different Tradio hosts. It was just Tradio, Tradio, Tradio,
Tradio. Tradio all day long?
Yeah, they called it Tradio, and then the guy would swap a goat for two bicycle tires and stuff like that. It was great. It was going on constantly.
Rob, what do you think is so great about the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
Our versatility. We can play it straight and be incredibly intelligent and articulate, or we can play it kind of goofy and be incredibly goofy and funny, or we can like talk about sports and stuff like that and be incredibly knowledgeable and interesting.
You know all about Willie Pippen, don't you?
Wally Pipp?
Wally Pipp, yeah. Rob, tell us about Wally Pipp.
Wally Pipp was a first baseman for the Yankees in the 19-teens.
The 19s?
Yeah.
And he was not great, not awful, but solid, right?
He was solid.
What was his lifetime batting average?
278.
Really?
I have no idea.
Wow.
One day he got sick and he couldn't play first base.
How sick did he get?
Not very, but just, you know, one of those days when you just don't feel up to it. And he said, Coach, don't let me play. Let that youngster from Columbia University play. Well, that youngster from Columbia University turned out to be none other than the Iron Horse himself.
Lou Gehrig.
And Lou Gehrig got into that game, and he didn't leave for another 2,130.
Okay, hello, Jim.
Yeah, this is Jim again.
Hi, Jim again.
Hi. I'm calling because I think you call me a loser.
Yeah?
Yeah, that, Howard or whatever his name is.
Yeah?
I didn't take it too well. That's pretty dicky.
Dicky?
You are a loser, though. 749-1444 is the phone number. We take calls.
No, you know what the deal is, Chris? You know what the way I look at it is, like, he's not a loser. He's just doing a loser thing. Like, a cool guy can do a dicky thing. And he might be a cool guy, but he's doing a dicky thing. Being all bent out of shape because you're screwing somebody else's wife, and now they're moving out. That's kind of a dicky thing. Kind of
like Sparky Anderson.
You know, it's like that book, No Bad Dogs. It's like, you know, a dog can do a bad thing, like take a crap on your rug or chew up the newspaper, but that's a bad action, not a bad dog.
Exactly. But do you liken this to the Sparky Anderson situation?
No, not at all. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Tim, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys should talk about death metal.
We did talk about death metal.
Should do it again.
Okay, death metal.
Well, what about it? Get us started.
It rules.
Okay.
Why does death metal rule?
Because I said...
Well, you know what I like about death metal, Tim?
What?
Because it combines two things that I really love. Death and metal.
Yeah, me too.
How old are you, Tim?
15.
You're too young to be listening to death metal.
Why?
It's got adult
thematic
material. I like Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, they're cool.
You know that one song about eating a dead guy and tasting the contents of the dead guy's intestines as it goes down your throat?
Yeah.
That's the part I really like about Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
Tim, do you play a lot of Nintendo?
No.
Well, how about D&D?
Oh, yeah.
Figures.
Yeah, right.
Why? What is so cool about D&D?
Faggots play it.
I thought you just said you played it.
I was being sarcastic.
Hey, Tim, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Maybe you've read this statistic lately. 75% of all men masturbate in the shower. The other 25% sing in the shower. What song do they sing?
I know that joke.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What song do they sing?
I told it a couple weeks ago.
At least he's a regular listener. Thanks for tuning in, you big loser.
Okay.
Bye.
What song do they sing?
I didn't think you'd know either. 749-1444 is the phone number here. That's 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Are you going to tell the companion joke to that one?
What's the companion joke to that one?
I don't know, but you had a pair of jokes, and that was one.
I always got
the Grateful Dead joke.
Hello, Lewis, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, Lewis, you know what the Grateful Dead fan said when he sobered up?
No. What did he say?
Turn off that music. That sucks. Turn on some Black Sabbath, man.
Okay. Anyway.
Nice timing, Chris.
Yeah, very good. Guy wanted to sell a train.
Uh-huh.
Going to go to Latonia on 34th Street.
Latonia and 34th Street. Got that, Howard?
Good.
What's in Latonia on 34th Street?
All right. And next.
Whoa, slow down. What is in Latonia on 34th Street?
It's a railroad museum.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the Railroad Exposition or something. It's there on 34th and DeCourcy.
Yeah, I bet they could use an old seized-up engine.
Yeah, they probably could. They got boxcars and all sorts of good shit out there.
Nice mouth. Kiss your mother with it.
Yes. All right, next, the guy who wants a car.
Yeah.
Nice-looking oldie one.
Yeah, Lewis, you got to wrap it up because your connection sounds awful.
Dallas. That's where I picked up my 64 Chevy stepside.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lewis.
All right. And one more thing.
Yeah, okay.
I want to promote our phone number.
Go ahead.
557 Weed.
What's that?
Hemp Rock Productions.
Okay, Hemp Rock Productions. Woo!
Can we buy weed from you?
No. Dang.
Well, we'll have to figure some other place we can get some doobage.
Yeah.
Here, I got a song for you.
Tell Cora I said hello.
Hey, I got a song for you.
Who says hello?
Tell Cora that Lewis says hello.
Okay.
Tell who?
Sister-in-law.
E. coli?
Carla.
Carla, your sister-in-law?
Carla.
To be a place.
Oh, well.
To be a place.
Don't be a match.
Dude, if this guy was like a big pothead, he might like the dead. We insulted
him. Sidewalk player.
Sidewalk player.
Car sitter.
Car sitter.
Plate cleaner.
Plate cleaner.
Play safe.
Play safe.
Ooh, I always do what's right. I never do anything wrong.
I'm a rock-a-room doobie, a doobie all day long.
That goes out to all our friends at Hemp Rock Production, the Doobie Song. Diane, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm responding to the guy, I think his name is James. He needs a female bass guitar.
Uh-huh. Are you a female bass guitar player?
Yeah.
Are you a female?
Yeah.
You play the bass?
Yeah.
Can you play it right now? Do you have it hooked up? Ready?
I don't have it with me.
Okay.
How old are you?
23.
Can you slap?
Please?
Can you slap?
Yeah, hammer.
That funky stuff?
Alternative.
Cool. Can you play like Jocko?
Jocko?
A bass player?
Green Day or
doesn't know what Jocko is.
You don't know who Jocko is?
I've heard it. Not interested in it.
You don't know nothing about Jocko and you call yourself a female bass player? I mean, come on.
What about Stanley?
Please?
What about Stanley?
Stanley.
You don't know about Stanley or Jocko? Give me a break. What kind of a bass
Chris
player
Burt's
are you?
Good.
That's kind of like a drummer who's never heard of Neil Peart. I mean, come on already.
You guys are old.
Who's old?
You are.
Are we old, Rob?
But Stanley old? And Jocko are
but Stanley and Jocko are universal.
They're like...
They're ageless. They're timeless.
They're the guys that all bass players are measured
They're
against.
The masters. They're Beethoven. They're Bach and they're Mozart.
Cliff Burton.
Who is?
Cliff Burton.
Oh, yeah. Him and his one-note runs. Those are pretty tough.
You guys are cool.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for your call.
She didn't have her bass set up ready to play. Plus, I think it was a 14-year-old boy, not a 23-year-old
yeah,
girl.
I don't think so, but you never know with our audience. 749-1444. Who's out there? We're taking calls. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll talk to just about anybody in case you just tuned in. We're proving it to you right now. In fact, I'd like to know if we have any first-time listeners out there. If we have any first-time listeners out there, I'd like to know who you are. 749-1444. We have some explaining to do. If this is the first time you've ever tuned in.
Got in his arm.
Hi,
hello,
Zeke.
Zeke, make it quick. You're old.
Hey, I was talking about the replacements.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I think one of them died.
Bob Stinson died on Saturday.
Yeah.
They don't know why he died.
Well, they said that a syringe was...
Okay,
like
Zeke, it's just to save me and Rob's breath a little bit, why don't you explain to us and our audience who Bob Stinson is and who the replacements are.
Hey,
Zeke. Zeke, you'll notice some of these kids are so young they have never even heard of Jocko.
I mean, Jocko. That
come
is
on.
Sad.
Ain't it though?
Because you guys do know, like, punk rock music. And, anyway, yeah, he was, like, as it said in the paper, anomaly, you know, that sounds like that drunk dude that called last week.
Zeke, don't quote the newspaper. I know you've got some replacements
okay,
records
well, anyway,
at home.
Yeah, I
what do you
I,
think of the replacements, Zeke?
I'd like to, if I could request a song, I'd like to hear Route 66 by the replacements.
That's a flip side of a single to something from Pleased to Meet Me, isn't it?
Exactly.
I don't know. We don't
hey,
know.
Rob.
What?
You sound a lot like Rush Limbaugh.
But does Rush Limbaugh know a lot about the replacements? If he does, I'll start listening to him.
You know, he's more with Tipper Gore. So what are you liking those guys for?
Well, why do I like the replacements?
Yeah.
Because they absolutely rocked.
They did.
But then their songs were catchy, and they could also make you cry if you listen to some of the songs.
Okay, wait a minute. Who was it that did Just 14? Because, I mean, like... You know, I'm. You know, if I had a alternate request, I would request "Allison" by
Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
We played Elvis last week or 2 weeks ago or something.
No, you said you were gonna play it this week.
We played "I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea" like 2 weeks ago.
Listen, Zeke, we're gonna.
Yeah.
We were planning on doing this anyway before you called.
No.
I'm paying a little homage to Bob Stinson. Probably the biggest loser in rock and roll history.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Johnny Thunders was pretty bad.
Well, Johnny had a problem.
Well, Bob did
junk.
Too.
Bob had probably
too
had more than one
junkie business.
Yeah. You know the thing is, and this is I just can't.
But the replacements were a totally great band.
They were, but they, as the paper said, they were a nominal rock band.
Seminal. The paper said seminal, you asshole.
Yeah.
Nominal. They weren't. There was another nominal battle. Golly. Oh, what's the one that says hit it? Bob! That's our new name, isn't it?
ma'am?
You ready to go?
We got a bass player. Somebody's going to lay down some boomstick on us?
I think it's a six string, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got a band here on the radio.
All right, do Herding in the Pools. Okay, what are you going to do for us?
He wants to do Fade to Black.
Okay, a little Fade to Black by James.
How was that?
Okay, put the phone closer to your guitar. I thought you were going to play bass.
No, he's not playing bass. He just wants to play guitar.
Okay, well, put the phone closer to him.
Okay.
Ask him if he knows any flamenco.
Mother, kill me, for I must die. My face was blown off. My eyes, my nose, my mouth, and everything, and... I really don't know if
better?
I'm alive or dead.
Hey, huh? You guys know any, like, Spanish flamenco guitar? Something a little more up-tempo, something upbeat. Something to make us happy. Something to give us happy feet.
Oh, yeah, whose songs?
Happy.
We can hear it.
Something happy. Something faster?
You guys are going down hard.
Yeah, play
here.
Some Faster Pussycat.
Faster Pussycat, dude.
I got your number off the bathroom wall.
I don't know if you know that one.
Ask him if he knows any R.E.M., then we're hanging up.
R.E.M.? He's deciding.
How about Saxon? Denim and
They're
leather.
Gone.
If you don't know denim and leather, you can't hang with us.
Let's get some theme music going.
749-1444 is phone number here at the Chris and Ramble late night talk show, letting all the prepubescent musicians in the area show off. It's just part of our mission.
We're good for that though, because we're Cincinnati's radio pals.
We're good for what ails you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you hear what Barney Frank said the other day?
What did Barney Frank say the other day?
He said, "We make a mistake with the serious law enforcement problems we have today to get the police to arrest people who smoke marijuana. We are wasting $10 billion a year trying to interdict drugs. We should give the money to drug treatment and local pigs." Although he said cops, we'll say pigs though. So Barney Frank coming out on the side of let's not hassle the dopers. And he also said, he doesn't specifically call for legalizing marijuana, but just thinks cops have better things to do.
Okay, hello, Ron, you're on the air.
We agree. Ron, what's up?
Ryan,
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
And Jim apologizes 1,000 times.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, dude. That's only about the 10th theme y'all screwed up in the last 15 minutes.
Are you here to pick a fight?
No.
Okay, so go ahead, Brian.
Hey, you said any first-time callers out there, call in. Or first-time listener, I'm sorry.
Oh, is this the first time you've ever tuned into the Chris and Rob late-night talk show?
Yeah, the Chris and Rob.
You like it?
Yeah, it's all right. Y'all just don't make too much sense sometimes.
What do you mean we don't make sense, Brian?
That happens.
You ought to broaden your audience, you know?
How, Brian?
I don't know. That's what you're all in the entertainment business for.
Well, give us some ideas, you know? We're always willing to accept input from total strangers.
I don't know, y'all was talking about that idiot that's a talk show host in Cincinnati.
Paul Harvey.
Yeah, take some lessons from him, you know.
He's an ass munch. We don't want to take lessons from him. We want to beat him with his own arm.
No,
I want to sit on his chest and punch him in the mouth.
Now, you're
Page
still talking
two?
About the cops now, and you're wanting to perform violence?
Yeah, I want to beat up Paul Harvey.
That's not very
No, Cincinnati. I just want to, you know what I want to do? Is while he's sitting there listening to his Bose acoustic speakers, I want to blow up a brown paper bag, sneak up behind him, and pop it, and let him clutch.
You're all cruel.
Now, I don't think we're actually condoning any violence here. We're just using it as colorful conversational technique.
Oh, okay.
How old are you, Ryan?
I'm 24.
All right, you're the oldest member of our listening audience so far.
Except for Archie? Yeah.
But Archie's a good guy.
No, I think Archie might be a couple, 3 years older than you.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Ryan?
What do I do?
Yeah, what makes you so smart?
What makes me so smart?
Yeah.
I'm one of them professional drivers.
What do you drive?
Tractor trailer.
I said where?
Oh, where? Pretty much anywhere in the east.
Are you on your car phone right now?
Yeah, that's affirmative.
What are you hauling?
Yeah. Do what?
What are you hauling?
Hazmat.
What? What's a hazmat?
Hazardous material?
Yeah, there you go.
Woo!
What do you got?
Well, nothing now. I done got rid of it.
Are you calling us from your cab or are you at a hotel or something?
No, I'm calling from the cab. I just got back in Cincinnati here.
You know, I had an uncle that used to haul Henway.
Yeah, have you ever hauled Henway before?
No, but you know what?
What?
Henway only weighs about 2 or 3 pounds.
Okay. Just checking.
And besides that, see, you're supposed to say you had a CB stereo for sale or a CB for sale.
Okay, hey, we got a CB for sale.
And then somebody would say, what kind is it?
What
and
kind
you say,
is it?
It's a Henway. And you tell them. A Henway is about 2 or 3 pounds.
Okay, I'll remember that technique.
Yeah, Chris, we've been doing it wrong all these years.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, guys, I got to get off here. Go Betty Bob, but I thought I'd call you all up.
Okay, today. You're not all doped out on drugs like most truckers, are you?
Not yet, but give me a couple more hours.
All right. Take it easy, Ryan.
Later.
Lighter. 749-1444.
Huh?
He's at Hazmat.
Hazmat and White Crosses. Woo!
Hazmat and White,
white Crosses.
White Crosses
are a slang term for an amphetamine, which is a stimulant to the nervous system.
Yeah, I know that.
Half past three, 90 minutes left, so get in quick.
And here's Rob with tonight's Chris and Rob weather report.
I really have no idea. We got Wildcat on the phone.
Now, what if Pat Barry said he didn't have any idea? He'd be looking for work.
No, he'd be truthful. He'd be honest. If Pat Barry said he had no idea, he'd be honest.
Okay.
Wildcat.
Wildcat, you're up.
Yeah, man. You want uses for household items?
Yeah, we do.
You remember the McDonald's Big Mac Styrofoam boxes?
Those were great. I miss those.
Man, I used to keep all my special things in there.
Like what?
Oh, amphetamines, things like that.
Do you haul Hazmat?
No. Don't haul it.
Do you ever haul Henway?
No. And I'm not going to ask you what it weighs either.
Hey, man, you know, if you're running around and you got a car full of drugs or you got a living room full of drugs, you couldn't find anything better to store them in than an old styrofoam Big Mac box complete with a crusty old special sauce on it?
Well, nobody thinks to look in there. They think there's going to be a rotten, half-eaten Big Mac in there.
I'll tell you what,
you
live where the cops are really stupid, don't you?
Well, we live in Cincinnati.
In other words, you're not calling to comment on alternative uses for common household items. You're calling to comment on creative ways to hide your drugs.
Drew Barrymore just turned 20.
And that's a different topic. We'll be addressing that topic on another edition of the program.
Hey, I got a comment, though. Last week's show, you played Calling Dr. Love.
Mm-hmm.
The old Kiss song.
That's because we are the doctors of love, Chris and I.
I can relate to that. But you guys need to play more at old Kiss music.
You like old Kiss?
Yeah, I like that Plaster Caster off that same album. It's pretty good.
Okay, well, we'll put down another vote for old Kiss here.
Plaster Caster? You got audio tapes of your shows?
How about Strutter? Do you like Strutter?
Right. Yeah, they're for sale. Why? Would you like to buy some?
I sure would.
Would you really?
How would I find out about that?
How much do you think an old tape of an old Chris and Rob show is worth?
I'd say at least $10.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's talk.
Well,
Let's talk.
What topics would you be interested in hearing us address?
Well, I just like your past shows. Like you had the guy on there talking about the Einstein was wrong. Remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember that guy. You want a tape of that show?
He was pretty good.
He was debunking Einstein's theory of relativity.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. Then you had Timothy O'Leary on. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, we had Timothy O'Leary on once.
You guys have quite a few interesting...
So you like the real mind-expanding types of shows, huh?
I prefer that, but also like the kind of the wacky stuff that's mixed in with
it. Did you hear the Rick Nielsen interview?
I missed that one.
And we talked to Rick Nielsen from the band Cheap Trick.
Rick Nielsen, is Cheap Trick still together?
You bet.
Yeah, they're kicking more ass than ever.
They'll be together longer than Bob Dylan.
When are you gonna make any more mainstream record, I guess you'd say? I ain't heard that new them since the Elvis song they did.
Don't be cruel.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Woke Up with a Monster?
Hey, you guys watch X-Files?
Never do.
Never do?
No, I never had the opportunity, although I heard it was pretty good.
You guys ought to check it out. That kind of goes, that's kind of the type of mentality that your program's with.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do, Wildcat.
Why don't you put me on the mailing list?
Well, we'll put you on the mailing list, and you mail us $10, and we'll get you a tape.
That's great. That's cool.
Hey, listen, right. For $10, I'll send you 2 tapes.
And we'll extend that offer to anyone out there in radio land.
Great.
Help defray the mailing, the expense of this mailing list.
Hey, actually, the mailing list is quite an expensive undertaking. And you know who foots that bill? My grandma.
Really?
No, really, I do, actually.
In that case, I'll get an extra tip for your grandma with $10.
Right.
All
right,
Wildcat, we'll take you off the air now. Thanks
a
lot.
You guys take care, man.
You too.
Bye.
If anybody wants to send us $10 or any other fan mail, you can send it to Chris and Rob, care of WAIF. Jim, make sure that Wildcat has this address, too, okay?
You know what, Jim? You know what I like, Chris?
Make sure he has our address.
I like, what's that guy's name we listen to all the time?
Well, hold on. Let's give out the address.
All right, give out the stupid
address.
What
guy are you talking about?
Our new... Give out the address.
Post
office. It only takes you like 8 minutes to give out the address.
It kills time.
Cincinnati. That's with one N and two T's. That's the Queen City.
Okay, WAIF, the home of Chris and Rob. Post office box 6126. That's post office box 6126.
6126.
Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. We'll give out that address again a little later. And, yeah, send us $10. I'll send you a tape or two of some old programs.
Well, the guy, our new hero, the afternoon religious guy, Bob. Yeah. Bob Larson.
Bob Larson is a trip.
The thing about Bob Larson that makes him brilliant, in my estimation, is he's on a, I don't know, quasi-public radio station. They don't really tap too many ads. He begs for money most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not public. That's just
it's a religious station.
Yeah, you know how they work. They beg, like we do. Anyway,
but Bob Larson is shameless.
The thing about Bob Larson
is
he'll go
shameless.
No matter what you could give, can you give $1? Can you give $5? Can you give $2,000? He just like leaps.
If anybody out there wants to give us a G or two,
he goes from like
we'll take a G.
He goes from cash in your pop bottles and give me $2. To give me three, be a hero for a day. Give me $2,000.
James?
Yeah?
Will you be a hero for a day?
What do you mean?
Can you be a hero for this ministry?
Can you support a radio station for one day? Can you buy an hour for $63.10?
How much?
$63.10. Or can you buy a station for a day for $127.20?
I don't think.
Okay, thanks for calling. We need people who can donate, who can help us.
Were the what's he the walking wounded? The
help help the walking wounded.
The walking wounded. I don't know. What he calls.
No, let's stop ragging on him because one of those fascist Christians will come and shoot us.
Bob Larson's a great. Bob Larson is far and away, besides Chris and Rob, the most entertaining radio program in America.
He's shameless. He's absolutely shameless.
He's terrific.
I invited him to call our program and. His people declined on behalf of him.
Okay.
If anybody out there listens to that Bob Larson show, call Bob Larson and ask him about Chris and Rob. Anyhow, it's 3:36. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is that phone number. We'll keep repeating it so you can get through. So just stay tuned. We'll repeat that number again.
Well, we got like a 4-caller cycle going here. We got
Hello, Jimmy
again.
Yeah.
Jimmy, can you be a hero for a day?
Yeah, that's what I was calling about.
Okay, how many thousand can you give?
Well, I was seeing if you do us, me and the fellas in my band a favor first.
We could probably
work something out. We can't take payola.
Yeah, we can.
What if we send you a demo of us, if you play a few songs of us on the air?
I don't know about a few. We'll play one.
What else do we get? We'll play the whole Dabroom thing for the right price.
I tell you what, dude.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Send Chris and Rob one, and make sure you send one to a program called Kindred Sanction. They play a lot of local music.
Yeah.
So send 2 tapes down, one addressed to Chris and Rob and one addressed to Kindred Sanction. Or else just send it to Kindred Sanction and put a little note in there saying, hey, dudes, give this other tape to Chris and Rob, and they'll give it to us.
Did you follow all that?
Yeah.
Do you know the address?
I know the address to your guys', but not that other.
That's the same address.
It's the same. Instead of writing WAIF, Chris and Rob, write WAIF, Kindred Sanction. Send them your tape.
And you
send us one, too.
Yeah, they play a lot of local music. And you can catch Kindred Sanction every week here on WAIF in Cincinnati, what radio is meant to be.
I got the new Dwight Yoakam record the other day, and I want to tape it for my girlfriend. So, yeah, send me a tape of your band here, and we'll play it once.
Yeah, and you can catch Kindred Sanction, a fine, fine program, every week here on WAIF at 8 p.m. on Thursday evening. They go from 8 to 10. They play almost all local music, if not all local music.
All right, thanks, man. You guys are pretty cool, man.
Well, thank you're
you
pretty
much.
Cool, too. Send cash. Send cash with that tape.
And there's some weird shows on Wife anymore.
I know. Tell me about it. Do they still have Hans playing German music? They have fun with Mozart. You know, you can have fun with Mozart when you listen to WAIF.
Oh, my star, when Hassel died, he's feeling there's many times of power. If you can stay on the front page of the newspaper.
Okay, thanks, Zeke. 749-1444 is the phone number here. Mazel Tov. Sounded like Mickey Katz. Tell me if I'm right. 749-1444. It's Chris and Rob White and I Talk Show.
I don't know who Mickey Katz is, so I can't tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay. So, here, pick one.
Okay, let's pick one. Oh, you want to play the theme song?
Okay.
South of Cincinnati.
What number is it?
4.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. That's us.
If you ever get south of Cincinnati, down where the dogwood trees grow.
Okay, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is in the house. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, and I'm sorry.
Why are you so sorry?
For being such a dirty mouth moron.
You are, and you're a big idiot, too. But that's neither here nor there. Together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And the phone number here is 749-1444. We don't have any lines open right now, but keep on speed dialing, because you'll get through soon. We know you will. Right now, we're on hold. We have the trucking bozo on the line, but we're on hold. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably draining the main vein or something. But if he ever comes back to the phone, we got the trucking bozo on the phone, and we're going to talk about alternative uses for common household items. And Rob's going to fill him in on some of the things that the tampon ladies talk.
Hey, quit talking about that kind of stuff.
What, tampons?
Yeah.
Hi, this the bozo?
Uh-huh.
Are we doing a simulcast across 38 states?
No, I got Paul Harvey on right now.
You know, I'd like to sit on Paul Harvey's chest and beat him to a bloody pulp.
Why?
Because the what
Why
he
does... Why would you say something like that?
Because he mixes commentary, news, and commercials, and it's hard to tell where one ends and the next begins, and that's an evil kind of propaganda.
It is deceitful.
How dare you say something so blasphemous?
He's very deceitful. He's, you know, okay, your station, the big one, 700 WLW.
That's right.
You guys say, coming up, news and commentary with Paul Harvey.
Right.
Because you guys know how deceitful and what a lying little weasel bastard he is. But once that old fart gets on the air, he says, won't you join me for news? And he doesn't say anything about commentary and commercials.
Uh-huh.
So you might think that it's actually news that ATF will deliver you flowers.
No, it's I don't run it on my show. You guys are hitting me near and dear to my heart. I run him in the morning. It's my choice to run him, but
okay. The rest
program.
Of the rest of the story's fine.
Listens to Paul Harvey for the news.
The rest of the story's fine.
I don't run that.
Okay, but what do you listen to him for?
It's just Paul Harvey.
You just listen because his voice is so melodious. Well, if you're having trouble,
you know what's the matter with his commodious voice?
Hey, tell Bozo what you thought about his comment about the balanced budget amendment he made today.
Yeah, he said some kind of idiotic crap, like if anybody who doesn't vote for the balanced budget...
It's a treasonous act.
Yeah, what is that all about? And he said that like it was news. Like it was news.
It was opinion. It was commentary.
That's basically what it is. It's 15 minutes of Paul Harvey's opinion.
Well, how come he says, won't you join me for news? He shouldn't... I mean, if he says, join me while I spout off my half-baked moron right-wing crap.
What the hell is going on here? You're calling me up? You got to complain about the station? Call Bill Wills, the program director. He's the chief head knocker down the hall. What are you griping at me for?
But we just want you to pass it on.
Start trouble with me, I'll send Cunningham down there and put your radio station off the air.
We'll rip his little pelican head right off his neck. Bozo, we just got done playing Dwight Yoakam, South of Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Song makes you cry, don't it?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Find out what songs do make
him cry. What songs do make the Bozo cry?
None.
Besides Damn It, Bill.
Damn It, Bill.
Damn It, Jim.
Damn It, Ray.
Try again.
Doesn't that teddy bear song bring a tear to your eye?
No.
Not even the teddy bear song?
No.
What about You Should See Me When We Get Drunk, I Do Some Crazy Things?
I've seen you when you're sober, you do some weird things. I don't need to see you when you're drunk.
I don't know that song. How's it go?
That's all right.
He went to Georgia.
What'd you do in Georgia?
No, we're going to Georgia later this week.
Are you for vacation or are you going
to
be...
No, to do my show there Thursday night, Friday morning.
What the hell? What's going on in Georgia?
And you know what? What's so neat about it is...
They have that really great 76...
I go to Georgia to do my show and I can turn this radio station on and hear me.
Yeah, and you can stop at that really great 76 station there in Georgia that advertises. Is that where you're going?
No, that's another one. This is outside of Atlanta. But, But I go to Bethel, and I can't pick you guys up on my radio.
So what's that, a swipe?
What is that? I think he's getting us back for that Paul Harvey comment.
See? Paybacks are a bitch.
Ain't it, though?
So what are you going to be doing down in Georgia?
Doing my show there Thursday night.
What, you just got a wild hair and said, what the hell, let's go to Georgia?
No, Speedway Truck Stops is opening up a new place. They want me to come and... Sort of like inaugurated.
How much does it cost to get the Bozo to come to your little truck stop? It's got to be a pretty penny.
It takes a few bucks. Yeah.
Okay,
how much to get Bozo to do a show from WAIF?
How much would it cost to get you to come over here and broadcast?
You ain't got it in your budget.
Okay, how about that? No. Now your trucker's credibility's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Are you driving a big rig? What do you call those things? 16-wheelers?
18-wheelers.
Okay. You're driving a big rig, one of those...
No, I don't profess to be a trucker.
Are you going to drive a 16-wheeler full of copper pipe? Are you going to drive a minivan or are you going to fly?
I'm driving.
You're flying?
No, I'm driving.
You're driving a minivan?
No, I'm driving a Chevy Blazer.
Does it have a four-speed?
No, it's got an automatic, but it's got four-wheel drive.
You call yourself a truck driver.
I didn't say I was a truck driver.
Hey, truck and Bozo. Truck and Bozo, when you drive down the highway, do truckers recognize you and honk the horn at you?
Some of them do.
I
try to stay as inconspicuous as possible. You know, I don't go putting signs all over my car. I'm the truck and Bozo, you know.
No, you have your assistant do that for you.
I sort of like my privacy.
So when did you drive a truck?
Back in 1968, before either one of you was even dreamed of.
Yeah. Okay, keep thinking that. You drove a truck for 1 year?
No, I drove for a couple of years.
That's back before they had power steering and power brakes and stuff, wasn't it?
Didn't have a lot of things back then.
That was back before they had air conditioning and headlights and things like that.
Yeah, we sat up on the hood, you know, with a flashlight, you know.
Back before you had seat belts and tires.
Yeah, in fact, the trucking company I worked for was so cheap.
How cheap was it?
They took out the driver's seat, you know, and put a commode in. And they figured on a run to California, that would save you about 8 hours overall.
Wow.
Did you have a CB?
No.
You used Semaphore back in them days.
Didn't have CB back then.
I got a CB. Would you like to buy it?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's a really good brand, though.
Yeah, that's a really good brand, top of the line.
Yeah, whose car did you steal it out of?
It's a Henway.
Yeah, right. I know. What's a Henway?
About 2 or 3 pounds.
About 3 pounds. Hey, pull one over on me, you know.
Gotcha, Bozo. We gotcha.
All right.
All right, well, thanks for taking our call.
Okay.
Keep on trucking.
Good to hear from you guys.
All right.
Call me when you find work.
We love you, but we hate Paul Harvey.
Okay.
All right, slap his dentures out if you ever see him.
Okay, well, all I can say is politics sucks.
You're darn right. Later.
And if you don't agree with that, then ask Roxanne. She can tell you.
Thanks a lot, Bozo.
Bye.
Ciao.
It's always good to hear from our radio pal, the Truckin' Bozo, in the middle of the night. We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show down here. We got a line open now at 749-1444.
Politics do suck.
Politics are awful. People get killed over them and stuff. That's just wrong.
It's just the rich people trying to divide up the line.
It's just the rich people trying to divide up the land between the other rich people.
You know what I don't like about politics is it's other people. It's people who don't know nothing telling other people who know even less what to do.
For years and years and years, everybody went around just fine, and then all of a sudden, like some people get on the radio and tell people to believe something, and they'll believe it, and they'll go around broadcasting.
Yeah, why do people believe what other people say on the radio?
Why does anybody believe anything they hear on the radio? Anybody that ever spouts an opinion they heard on G. Gordon, Liddy, Rush Limbaugh, Mike McConnell, or anybody, even
or Truck and Bozo,
or Truck and Bozo, or Carmine, or any of those guys, you're just getting a life.
Or even Paul Harvey, or even Chris and Rob, for that matter.
No,
don't believe. I don't even believe myself sometimes.
I wouldn't believe you either.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Because
I don't believe you, don't believe me. Because you just said you'd lie. Because
Rob and I are a couple of radio idiots. Hello, Chad.
Yeah.
Do you believe what we say?
Sorry, I missed what you said.
That's what I thought.
You said we don't believe each other when we say what we
said. Where
are
you calling from tonight, Chad?
Aurora, Indiana.
Aurora, Indiana.
Yeah, I heard what's good is you go to Aurora, Indiana. And what the hell happens in Aurora, Indiana?
Not much.
There's like one red light, and you go there, and you drive around or something.
You ain't kidding.
So how are things in Aurora tonight?
Oh, simply wonderful.
So what's sticking in your craw?
You guys get paid for what you guys do?
Yep. More money than you'll ever see in your pathetic lifetime, Chad.
You think so?
No,
yeah,
we know so. Plus, we're on the radio, which means we got opinions that people believe.
Chad, let me tell you something.
What?
I was going to buy Aurora and call it Robberg, but nope, I decided not to.
Hey, Chad, dig this scene. Rob and I, we got opinions. People believe what we say. So if we say, hey, ladies, there's this Chad fell in Aurora, Indiana.